And a sore that comes to a head is called a... Well, a lump that you get maybe on your arm, it's got a sore in it.
Head.
Huh?
Head.
Well, what would you call the whole thing, the whole sore? Did you ever hear it called a boil, a rising?
Boil and rising.
What's the difference?
No difference.
And the stuff that drains out is called?
Pus.
Okay. And in a blister, the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
What about the clear liquid in a blister?
Pus.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that?
Cancer.
Do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh? Proud flesh or plowed flesh? And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid that stings, could put on it.
Capha.
What about something else that stings a lot? People don't use it too much anymore. Did you ever hear of
iodine?
And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
Internally?
Something they'd give from malaria? Did you ever hear quinine or quinine?
Quinine.
Huh?
Quinine, yeah.
Did you ever have to take it?
No.
And what are some nice ways of saying someone died?
He's passed. People say he's gone home, glory. He's in his final, he's resting.
What about crude ways of saying that?
Kick the bucket.
And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
of.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
Casket.
Any other names?
Coffin.
What about other names for cemetery?
Final resting place.
And when he died, everybody went through his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
feeling fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got
rheumatism.
And a disease that children used to die from a long time ago. They'd get blisters inside their throat and they sort of choke up.
Rheumatic fever.
But it's something nowadays you'd get vaccinated against it.
Polio.
Or diphtheria. Huh?
Diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Malaria.
Or another name for that.
Something. Yellow fever.
What about jaundice or yellow janders? Did you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
What did you hear it called?
Jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that in first year.
When did you take first day?
In my freshman year in high school.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
It's appendix.
Okay, what do you call the disease?
Appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
You were vomiting.
Any other ways of saying vomit?
Nauseated.
Mm-hmm. What about a crude way of saying that?
Puked.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
In the stomach.
And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to her house and everything, he'd say that he was...
Dating.
What about an old-fashioned word?
Courting.
Do you ever hear that nowadays?
All the time.
Who do you hear it from?
They would interchange dating for courting.
Would someone your age use the word courting?
Not that often as someone my mother's age would, or a little older than I, say, he's courting her.
And he would be called her?
Boyfriend. Beau has to be gone out.
And she would be his?
Sweetheart is gone out, his girlfriend.